Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports. Lake Mills softball team fell behind North Union 8-0 in their first-round playoff game yesterday. The Bulldogs did score 4 in the sixth inning, but still ended their season with a 9-4 loss and a 2-12 record. 5-7 Northwood Kensett softball was at home versus 9-6 St. Ansgar last night in a second-round matchup. But the Saints were too much for the Vikings as they shut them out 13-0 in six innings, ending the Viking girls' season as well. Tiger Woods will be accompanied by two of golf's biggest names when he returns to the PGA Tour at this week's Memorial. Woods will play with Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka in the opening two rounds at Mirrorfield starting today. Other featured groups include Phil Mickelson, Justin Rose, and Shane Lowry, Bryson DeChambeau, Colin Morikawa, and Patrick Cantlay. The Memorial will be Woods' first official event since February 16th, the final round of the Genesis Invitational, in which he shot a 77 and finished last among those who made the cut. Miguel Sano was at his first Twins practice of the summer yesterday at Target Field, and he said, "I came here to hit some bombas like I do, and now I'm ready to play every day and ready to start the season." Sano said he nearly cried when he got the call from Twins head athletic trainer Michael Salazar informing the first baseman that he had cleared the testing protocol and was eligible to join his teammates in summer camp. Sano had tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in Minneapolis as part of the club's initial intake protocol and had to remain in quarantine until he exhibited two negative tests at least 24 hours apart. Sano said, "When I got back to the States, I tested positive and it was really hard because I had to isolate myself. I cried in bed at night, missing my family and the people around me because I had to be by myself to protect them as well." Opening day is only 9 days away, and Sano is going to need all the reps he can get on defense in particular as he adjusts to first base due to the arrival of Josh Donaldson to third base. Sano said he bounced plastic balls against the wall to practice his defensive technique as he quarantined in his basement, separated from the rest of his house. He studied footage of first basemen like Justin Morneau, Albert Pujols, and Miguel Cabrera as part of his adjustment to the position. And he spoke with Morneau throughout the original spring training period, in addition to his work with third base coach and infield coordinator Tony Diaz. Three of the best NHL prospects playing in Russia's KHL signed deals with their respective NHL clubs this week. Kirill Kaprizov of the Minnesota Wild, Alexander Romanov of the Montreal Canadiens, and Ilya Sorokin of the New York Islanders. There's only one catch. They won't be available to play for their teams in this summer's 24-team restart. Each team decided to burn a year of their prospects' eligibility and utilize a 53-hour window, which began Monday, to sign their respective draft picks. Happy just to get them in the building. According to an agreement between the NHL and the Players Association, any player signing a new contract for the 2019-20 season will be able to participate in training camp and travel to the bubble, but will be ineligible to play in postseason games. The 23-year-old Kaprizov, a fifth-round pick by Minnesota 5 years ago, secured a two-year deal. Kaprizov scored the game-winning goal in the Olympic gold medal game in 2018, which made him a national hero. And he's been viewed as the next great NHL superstar to come over from the KHL. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, and information about the shopping show, among things you'll find on our website, kqprfm.com. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Fans were allowed to attend Wednesday night's NASCAR All-Star Race in Bristol, Tennessee, marking NASCAR's largest event with spectators since the coronavirus pandemic shut down sports in March. Attendance figures were not released, but it appeared that at least 20,000 spectators were socially distanced throughout the grandstands, likely making this the largest sporting event in the United States since the winter. The All-Star Race was moved from Charlotte Motor Speedway for just the second time since its 1985 inception because Tennessee officials allowed Speedway Motorsports to sell a percentage of seats. Charlotte Motor Speedway would not authorize spectators. Masks were required only upon entrance. Fans were told they could remove them once they were in their seats. Oh, and on the track last night, Chase Elliott joined his father, Hall of Famer Bill Elliott, as winner of NASCAR's annual All-Star Race, earning the $1 million prize. Clint Bowyer was the winner of the fan vote, which got him into the race, and they had a All-Star Open race before the actual All-Star Race, with three drivers earning entry into the later race. Eric Almirola advanced by winning the first stage, William Byron got in for winning the second stage, and Matt DiBenedetto got into the big race by winning the third stage. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, and information about the shopping show, among things you'll find on our website, kqprfm.com. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. J. Paul, Power 96 Sports.